What's going on, everybody? You are now locked in, tuned in to the No Luck At It podcast, the number one podcast for young entrepreneurs and wantrepreneurs who are tired of being wantrepreneurs. Today is February 17th, Thursday, February 17th. And man, it's every time this season comes around, right? January, February, March, and even April, right? Even every time these 4 months come around, at least for the last couple of years, I've taken time to reflect, right? Because around this time 3 years ago, I was faced with one of the biggest decisions I've ever made in my life, right? The biggest decision I've ever made in my life. Like, almost bigger than the decision to join the army, almost bigger than the decision to get married. Like, this was probably the most scary, the most daunting, the most gigantic decision I've ever made in my life. Like, ever. And that was the decision to leave the comfort zone and chase the dream. And every time this time rolls around, I'm reminded just how I'm almost foolish you have to be to believe in yourself so much and believe that in the dream so much that you're willing to leave the sure thing, right? There's almost this air of like, I don't even know what to call it. It's such a weird feeling. And for those of you who have made that transition, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Like, it's just weird. But it's like you're standing in front of a portal, right? I don't know if any of y'all ever watch any Marvel movies with Doctor Strange in it, where he opens up these portals where you can travel through time or travel through space or whatever these portals do, right? It's almost like you're in this portal, and as you get closer to the decision, the portal gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And it's like, you know in your gut that if you don't make this decision at this time, then you'll probably never make the decision. Like, you know, like that window has opened for some of us, and you know, like, now is the time. And here's the crazy thing. When you feel that feeling, there's probably really nothing going your way for real, right? Now, for some, those of you who may have built up a side business and the side business is killing it and murdering it, and you know, you got the savings put up and all those different things, like, I wasn't there. Now, I did have savings put up, but at the same time, like, I wasn't in a position where it just felt like, oh man, this is just gonna work, right? Like, what I thought was gonna happen did not happen. What I had already working for me is not the same thing that I ended up doing. So it was like a really weird thing, because I felt the nudge to go. Like, I knew that this was time. That portal was there. And every day that I got closer to the ending of my contract, which my contract was ending in April, and let's say it was February 17th around this same time, every day that portal was getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And then there was a decision that I was faced with. Destry, are you going to resign? Are you going to extend your contract? Or is now the time? Now, deep down, I knew that I was not going to extend the contract, but I did not know what I was going to do. I did not know. It literally wasn't until around this time where I even knew that this business that I'm in now, which is essentially the resale business, I didn't even know that this business really existed. Like, I just kind of stumbled upon, like, videos of reselling. Like, I didn't know anything about this. I did not know anything about this. Let's say in January, around February, it's like God just handed to me on a silver platter. Like, this is the way, this is the connector to what I have for you. And from there, the vision was, created. But what I was doing 3 years ago, I was going to, I had a program at a school. I thought that program was like, we were working on budget and working on all these different things. And there were some things that was supposed to go through that didn't go through. And it was just like a lot. And it was like, I'm in this space where I know that I need to get out of the military, because I say this all the time, like, if you cannot give your all to something like the any type of service like that, like military, police, fire department, like if you're not fully engulfed in that and your mind is on other things and you're trying to build other things, I feel like that's very dangerous, right? I feel like it's very dangerous. So I knew that I had to get out. I knew that. But I didn't fully understand what I was going to do. And like I said, it's almost this foolish thing where it's like, I don't know how this is going to work, but I know it's going to work. I just have this feeling. Like, I just have this feeling that if I start this thing, it's going to work. And I just went for it. Like, there was literally no golden signal. There was none of that. I literally just watched every video that I possibly could, started to understand the process a little bit, and then I went for it. Just started going to thrift stores and seeing what I could flip, right? Seeing what I could flip. Matter of fact, I started with the shoes in my own closet, my own clothes, my own military gear. I just started selling stuff off. I just started realizing that there was a lot of money just around me, so I just started selling that stuff. Then I would take that money and reinvest it and flip it and flip it and keep flipping it. And then I ended up, like, within like 30 days, no lie, within 30 days, I was making more reselling than I would on a day at my job. Things were working so well that it gave me a sense of confidence to go for it. And also, I knew that I had, and I've told this story several times on this podcast, so I'm not going to go deep into it, but I knew that I had money coming. Right? We had filed them little taxes, you know what I'm saying? And I knew that this was probably going to be the last time that I got a tax return for real, because I know that when you get into entrepreneurship, you usually not necessarily end up, well, usually, yeah, you usually end up owing taxes after you've made your money and stuff like that, right? And you probably, once you get on the other side and you still really start making money, like you're not going to get a tax return like that, right? So I knew this was probably going to be one of the last ones. And I knew that I had had some money put up. I had a few things working for me in the financial department at that time, right? However, I had no idea. And this is why, like, it's good advice when people tell you, you know, to have all your ducks in a row, to have the savings and to have this and to have that in line before you leave your job. But I'm here to tell you, like, for real, it don't always work out like that. If you would have told me that right when I made the decision to not resign, that we would lose $7,000, that we would lose the government would take the $7,000 based off of student loans, which we were paying on, like, that's a whole, like I told you, it's a whole nother story there, right? Now, I'm grateful on the back end that it happened, but when it was happening, y'all, that was like a gut check. Like, here I am going after this. I already told them I'm not resigning. My window has kind of closed. I'm on my way out. I'm exiting stage left. The business is starting to pick up, but now we lose the funding that we needed to really make this thing take off. Or so I saw it in my mind. Now, like I said, I had some other things working for me. My job had to give me they had to pay me up until May, basically. Right? They had to pay me up until May. And I think my last payment was like June, like something in June, right? So I knew that we had that little bit of a cushion. I also knew that I was taking money out of my check for a couple of years. I had totally forgot about it, to be honest. But once I became aware of that, like, I knew I had some money. I didn't know exactly how much, right? It was a blessing because it was like the exact amount that the government had took. But that's, like I said, that's another story for another time. What I'm trying to get at with this story is that there is never, ever a right time to leave your comfort zone. There's never a right time to leave your comfort zone. Because number one, it's not going to work out the way that you see it. Just get over that. The way that you see it right now is not going to work out exactly the way that you see it. It's just not. And if you're not okay with that, then you may not want to embark on this journey. You can have all your ducks in a row. You can have everything lined up that you want. I promise you, you're going to get a gut check. I promise you, you're going to get chin checked. I promise you that the money is going to run out at some point. Now, for some, very few, 1%, maybe less, they leave and it takes off immediately. I was hoping that that would be us. It wasn't, and it hasn't been. Every day for the past 3 years has been an uphill climb. I'm just going to be honest with y'all, especially for those who haven't left. We got a lot of listeners on this podcast. Some of you have, or some of you are in this space. Some of you are not. Some of you are in between where you work and you still are building. Now, here's the only thing that I would say to that. The reason why it was so important for me, to go all in on the dream is because I know myself. I can't do anything. I can't switch focuses like that. I'm either all in on this or I'm all in on that. I can't do both. So there was no way that I would have consistently every single day worked on the dream for 3 years while still working. It wouldn't have happened. There would have been some days in there where I was so in that comfort zone that a couple of days, a couple of weekends, I may have chilled. And in entrepreneurship, I'm a firm believer that, like, you literally, at least in the first couple of years from my experience, you got to be hands on with that thing. Now, the ultimate goal, of course, is to produce systems and have people that can refine and work within that system. But in those first couple of years, it may be you and you, or it may be you and your boo, like it was with me. There was so much learning that had to take place on the fly. Like I said, I'm an all-in type of person. I had to learn how to really research products. I had to learn how to ship. Like, that was the hardest part, learning how to ship. I didn't know nothing. Like I said, I'm watching all the videos. I'm doing this. I'm getting taxed for shipping that I shouldn't be taxed for. I'm losing profit. Like, things happened, y'all. Like, when I look back on the journey, sometimes I just want to reflect. Like I said, in these first 4 months, it's like a reflection period, also like heavy working period. But I like to reflect on the journey. I like to reflect on how things came together and how things worked out and how they didn't work out. How every time it feels like, boom, this is the opportunity. This is the breakthrough. Here it is. Then boom. You get knocked back down, but you're knocked down on the next level. So now you're on the ground floor, the next level. And every time you think that it's just time to just take off and it's an ascension from here, you usually have a period of that, and then boom, you're right back down to square one of that level, of that next level. There's never a right time, y'all. Some of you, like, you've been playing the double dutch game where you're waiting to jump in, like you're pump faking, because you think that there's going to be a time where it's the perfect time. Here's the perfect time. Here's the perfect opportunity. Let me do it now. Let me jump now. It's not going to work that way. And as a matter of fact, you're probably delaying the process more than you need to. It's scary. It's terrifying. It really is. It really is. You're going to doubt yourself. You're going to doubt if you can do this. You're going to doubt. But here's the thing. Sometimes your faith is a lot smaller than your belief, because you haven't experienced. You haven't seen it yet. Now, what was working for me is my faith in God. So I was believing that, okay, I truly believe that God wants me to be an entrepreneur, build businesses. I truly believe that. And then go back and teach business to young people. I really believe that. Even with this podcast, how this podcast has evolved, I truly believe that this podcast serves a purpose of sharing experiences of entrepreneurship from my 3 years of being in the game. And I wish that this something like this existed, because sometimes you feel alone, and then sometimes you feel like the entrepreneurs that you listen to, they're so far away from where you are now that when you listen to them, it's not that it doesn't sound believable, because you believe them, because you may have seen their journey. But it kind of feels like, man, you're over there now. Like, I'm over here. You know what I mean? So I wish there was a podcast where somebody was in the trenches with me and just sharing experience, not necessarily trying to teach nothing, man. You may learn a few things. I do believe I have some knowledge, but just experience. And like I said, y'all, there's never a right time. I got a family. My daughter was just born. Noah was just born. 2 months. She 2 months old. She's 2 months old. My daughter, Emery, she's 2 years old. My son, he's 5 years old. We got health care. We got income. We got a mortgage. We got insurances on the house. We got things that we got to take care of. We got things that we got to pay. Now, like I said, once I saw results from the business, it don't take me long. Once I see any type of result, I'm going. If I see a result, y'all, like, I'm all in. Let's go. What we doing? All I got to do is see a result, a good enough result. And I was seeing that. So I'm like, let's roll. Plus, I knew that it was time. So I just looked at it like, okay, this is a golden opportunity. Let's make this thing happen. But like I said, that gut check comes. And that first gut check was, hey, that money you thought was coming, that money you was going to invest into the business, it's over. What you going to do? You going to go back? What you going to do? I was too far out at this point to me. Now, some of you may look at that situation and say, well, shoot, I just go get a job and make that. I was too far out and I had seen too much. Sometimes you experience too much to go back. And that's why, even though in entrepreneurship, you're probably going to feel like you want to quit every day, but you won't quit because you're too far into it now. You know that, oh, man, but if I just keep going, if I just keep moving, I know this is going to happen. I know it. Then boom, something happens to give you a little bit more encouragement. And now you're definitely too far in. And then that feeling comes right back. Man, I probably should go get a job. I probably should just quit. I probably should just turn around, or at least, you know, get a job while building a business. I should at least do. And then boom, another success happens. It's like, oh, man, I'm all in again. You're going to battle with that. There's a battle going on in this entrepreneurship game. And I wish I could tell you that, oh, man, you know, it's going to be easy. It's going to be point A to B to C. No, you're going to go A, B, C, D, back to A, B, back to A, E, F, G. Okay, now back to B. Now B to M. Oh, M to, like, it's literally a roller coaster. Up, down, up, down, up, down, twist the side, up, you're up for a while, ascending, 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 drop. And I'm not just talking about financial things. I'm talking about just in business, period. I told you an example, like the first coming out the gate of 2022, we killing it. The first day we make a partnership with a guy that has a abundance of inventory. I'm talking about an abundance of inventory. I'm like, oh, snap. We went from A to M. That works out for a couple of weeks. Then boom, this relationship is now a different relationship. We still have the relationship. It's a different relationship, though. What I thought was going to happen did not happen. The abundance of inventory. Now I'm just a customer versus we were going to partner together. And I've explained on the Wash Your Hands episode, if you go back and look at that and listen to that episode, I kind of got into a little bit of the details of how that's not working, but or why that didn't work. And even then, I feel like I dodged a bullet. But at the same time, man, it's like, dang, when is it? Like, I'm stuck. I'm stuck between patience and nah, it's my time, man. Stuck between aggressive patience. Every day I'm waking up, I'm going after it. But I know I gotta be patient. I know that is. I know this ain't an instant gratification. But then I'm like, nah, man. It's now. Now is the time. Now. It's mine now. I need to have it now. It's my money and I need it now. You know what I mean? You remember the commercial? That's how I feel. J.G. Wentworth. That's how I feel. This journey, man, it's not a journey of immediate results, instant gratification. It just isn't. And for those who feel like they see other people ascending that way, number one, it's probably an illusion. Number two, that's an anomaly. I can't even say it. I'm not even going to try it again. That word is kicking my ass today, right? I tried to say it. It literally wouldn't let me. But y'all know what I'm saying. Anomaly. I probably still didn't say it right. But anyways, that's not the norm. And a lot of times people are not, they're fabricating the story. But hey, neither here nor there, right? We've been through it, man. Up and down and up and down and up and down and round and round. And it's like, Jesus, like, when are we just going to have this place? Not where we just, it's just an ascension. Not that, because I know that's not realistic. But when is it going to get to a steady, like, okay, every month, this is what I know baseline, this is it. Sometimes you feel like, man, how, like Nipsey said, how long should I stay dedicated? How long till opportunity meets preparation? How long? And you don't know that answer. And sometimes that's the scary thing. Sometimes that's the thing that keeps you stuck. But here's the thing that I want to wrap this up with. If I didn't take that opportunity, how long would I have delayed the success that I've had so far? How long would I have delayed? Some of you're delaying because you think there's this thing that's just going to fall out the sky, that is going to be a perfect time, and it never will. It's not happening. There is never a right time to chase your dreams. But there is always a right time to not chase your dream. There's never a right time. There's never a time where it's like, okay, here it is. And if you think that's the time, I'm telling you, you're going to get let down somewhere on that journey. Now, you may, like I said, you may have that side business. That side business is producing, is doing what it needs to do. But once you get out in those waters, I'm telling you that you'll realize that, yes, that was a good decision that I made. But at the same time, there's things that I'm facing that I thought that this was the way around it, and it's not. So, y'all, I hope that you have a great day. I hope you have a blessed day. I hope this podcast has helped you in any type of way. It's been an amazing 3 years, but at the same time, and it hasn't been 3 years fully yet. It's April 3rd, I believe. But at the same time, y'all, this journey is not easy. And I just hate to keep saying it that way. I wish there was another way to say it. I need to find a better way to say that. But it's just not. It's just not. You know, but it's worth it. And the reward is that you realize things about yourself. The first couple of years, the reward may not be monetary like you think it'll be. Right. You may not get to that 10K a month in that first 3 years, that 20K a month in the first 3 years. But the reward would be that you're learning something. You're learning things about yourself that you may have known, but now you can prove it. Like I know that I'm a winner now.
Like, I know that I'm a conqueror now. Like, I know that I'm a problem solver now. I've seen myself work through issues that I didn't even think that I had the capacity to work through before. I've seen myself get through things that I didn't think I had the capacity. Now, of course, the glory goes to God for that, you know. But at the same time, I'm seeing the gifts that God has given me, the abilities that God has given me, the wisdom that God has granted me with. And I've seen it manifest in real time. And I've honestly shocked myself because there's been a couple of times where it should have been doomsday. But you learn, man, that if you could just wake up and focus on the day, focus on the moment. Sometimes you got to focus on the hour and get through that hour. Then to focus on the next hour and get through that hour. Then focus on the next hour and get through that hour. Sometimes it's where your focus has to go. But all in all, man, you're going to look back on this journey. And 3 years from now, 2025, you'll be thanking yourself for the things that you went through. You'll be thanking yourself for that decision to leave that comfort zone, to jump through that portal of opportunity. So like I said, y'all, if this podcast has helped, please share. Please leave a review. We're still growing organically. I'm loving it. I appreciate y'all, man. I see the love. And I, like I said, I appreciate it. So y'all have a great day. Have a blessed day. And I'll see you on the next one. Peace.